Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to crack open the latest research, giving you that shortcut to being genuinely well-informed. Today, we're tackling a really big question, one that hits right at the core of human potential. What if you could actually speed up personal growth, you know, climb that fundamental ladder of human needs much faster? So our deep dive today is into something we're calling AI accelerated ascent. And this isn't just like a concept we dreamed up. It's grounded firmly in our latest research report right here at Praxeotech. The report's called AI Accelerated Ascent, Climbing Maslow's Hierarchy with Intelligence, Not Instinct. Our mission today really is to unpack how AI is fundamentally reshaping that journey towards self-actualization, maybe even transcendence. It's a pretty powerful shift we're seeing. You know, Abraham Maslow's famous hierarchy, it was always seen as this slow step-by-step climb, but AI, it seems to be changing from just a tool into something more, like a real developmental partner.
That's exactly it. What's truly fascinating here, and what our research really bears out, is that profound shift. AI isn't just about boosting your productivity anymore.
Right.
It's genuinely starting to amplify human growth itself. It's compressing timelines that, you know, traditionally took decades for people to work through. And it's really crucial to stress, this isn't about outsourcing your humanity.
No.
It's not about letting AI do the work of becoming human. Right. Instead, it's about making those higher level aspirations, things like creativity, finding purpose, making a contribution much more accessible to way more people. So yeah, let's dig into this layer by layer.
Okay, great. So let's really unpack this idea then. AI accelerated ascent. What exactly is it in practical terms?
Well, at its heart, it's the strategic use of AI. Using these tools intentionally to help individuals move through Maslow's hierarchy of needs faster, and crucially, with fewer of the traditional barriers. It's about applying intelligent, smart tools rather than just relying on instinct or, frankly, luck.
That's a paradigm shift.
It really is, a huge one. Mm-hmm. Think about it. AI used to be like a calculator or a search engine, right? A passive utility.
Mm-hmm. But in this AAA model, AI becomes an active developmental partner. It can be your coach, your muse, a guide, even a kind of mirror for self-reflection.
A mirror. That's interesting.
Yeah, and the focus really shifts. It moves from using AI just for external stuff like getting richer or more status or just being more productive at work.
Right, the typical uses we think of.
Exactly, to leveraging it for internal evolution, helping you with self-understanding, finding your purpose, boosting your overall well-being. Our research really hammered home that traditional personal development. It's often slow, it's uneven, very resource intensive.
Yeah, access is a big issue.
Huge. Billions of people realistically never reach those upper levels of Maslow's pyramid. But what we're finding now, and it's pretty exciting, is that AI can compress that journey. It can scale it, making what was once maybe exclusive much more widely available.
Okay, so that brings us to what you mentioned in the report, the AAA stack.
Yeah.
AI accelerated ascent. Explain that stack concept.
Right, the AAA stack. So the idea is that AI provides layered support across the whole developmental journey. It's not just focused on one level. It starts right at the foundation and builds up.
From basic survival all the way to the top.
Exactly. From physiological needs right up to transcendence. And this is where it gets really interesting, you know? Seeing how AI actually plays a role, a specific role, at every single level of Maslow's expanded hierarchy.
Okay, let's walk through that then, level by level. Where does it start?
It starts, as you'd expect, right at the bottom. Physiological needs, survival, homeostasis. Here, AI acts as an optimizer and guardian.
Optimizer and guardian. Okay, like how?
Think about wearables monitoring your vitals, AI optimizing your sleep schedule based on data, apps planning meals tailored to your needs, even sophisticated systems helping manage chronic conditions. The growth in AI healthcare applications is just staggering, projected to hit hundreds of billions soon.
Wow.
And we're seeing tangible results, like AI systems detecting things like epileptic brain lesions far better than humans alone could. Then there's AI nutrition coaching, sleep tech, fitness planning.
Things like Noom or Fitbod.
Precisely. And even bigger picture, AI in smart agriculture and supply chains making food distribution more efficient. The impact. It frees up enormous cognitive resources, time and energy you used to spend just worrying about basic sustenance.
Right, that mental load.
Exactly. It clears that load, creating a stable foundation so you can actually focus on higher level pursuits.
Okay, foundation laid. What's next? Safety and security.
Safety and security needs. Here, AI becomes your protector and sentinel. It's about predicting risks, securing your finances.
Yeah.
AI fraud detection is huge, saving billions.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
It's monitoring homes, protecting your digital identity, even providing predictive alerts for things like weather emergencies. Think Google DeepMind's GraphCast or AI cybersecurity copilots that bring enterprise-level protection down to the individual.
So it reduces that background hum of anxiety.
That's exactly the point. Reducing chronic anxiety about your resources, your physical safety, it allows you to shift focus, to move out of constant survival mode and into, well, growth mode.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so feeling safe, fed. Now you want connection, love, and belonging needs. How does AI play a role here? This seems counterintuitive, maybe. AI and love.
Yeah, it does sound a bit strange at first, doesn't it? But here, AI acts as a connector, companion, and bridge. We're seeing AI companions offering non-judgmental emotional support. There are millions of users on these platforms already.
Really? Millions?
Millions, yeah.
Yeah.
Growing incredibly fast. And research, like a Stanford study on Replica, found that a significant number of users actually reported positive outcomes, feeling less lonely, getting social support. Then there's AI for social skills training, particularly helpful for neurodivergent individuals. Tools that help decode tone and messages or practice interactions in a safe, low-pressure space.
So it's like a training tool.
It can be, yeah, a bridge. And AI is also getting better at facilitating real-world community-building matchmaking on platforms based on shared interests or values. The key impact is mitigating isolation, building social confidence, and acting as a bridge to human connection, not necessarily a replacement for it.
A bridge, not a replacement. That's a key distinction. Okay, up again. Esteem needs. Competence. Recognition, feeling good about yourself.
Right. Here, AI becomes your tutor, creator, coach, and muse. This is where AI really shines in skill building and expression. Think personalized AI tutors like Khan Academy's Khanmigo.
I've heard great things about Khanmigo.
Yeah, the results are impressive. Significant improvements in student learning using that Socratic method, personalized feedback. Then you have generative AI Midjourney, Suno, ChatGPT.
Democratizing creativity.
Totally. Boosting artist productivity massively, improving creativity ratings. Studies show students with AI tutors master topics faster. Business pros using AI writing tools get way more done. And AI coaching apps are popping up, designed specifically to build self-efficacy, track progress.
So it's about rapid confidence building.
Exactly. Rapidly building confidence, that sense of achievement. It democratizes skill acquisition and creative expression in a way we've just never seen before.
Okay, this is powerful stuff. Now we're getting to the top. Self-actualization needs. Fulfilling your potential. Being authentic. What's AI's role here?
At this level, AI acts as a prototyper, navigator, partner, and mirror. It gets more nuanced. AI tools can amplify creativity, brainstorming, overcoming blocks. One study found basically everyone found AI helpful for brainstorming.
Wow, 100%.
Pretty much, yeah. And research from Harvard Business School showed big performance increases on creative tasks when people had AI access, especially if they were trained how to use it well. Then there are personal AI assistants or even custom GPTs trained on your own data journals, notes, whatever. These can act as incredibly powerful mirrors for self-reflection, asking you questions, helping you see patterns.
Like a digital therapist almost.
Sort of. Or maybe a Socratic partner for self-discovery. And we're seeing AI career exploration tools emerge, helping you analyze your interests, your values, to find paths that feel genuinely meaningful, discovering your passions or calling.
So it accelerates finding purpose.
It really seems to. It speeds up that journey towards meaningful purpose, enables deeper self-understanding, and just expands the possibilities for creativity.
Okay, and then there's one more level in the expanded hierarchy, right? Transcendence.
That's right. Transcendence needs. This is about purpose and contribution beyond the self, connecting to something larger. Here, AI acts as a facilitator, co-creator, and catalyst.
How does that work?
Well, think about AI supporting meditative or spiritual practices. The wellness AI market is booming. Apps like Headspace use AI to personalize meditation journeys. There are even experimental AI systems providing spiritual guidance, like a digital Deepak. AI platforms are also helping match people with volunteer opportunities, aligning collective action on big social causes like climate change. And similar to the esteem level, AI can assist in creating specifically devotional art, music, or writing.
So it makes these often quite solitary or hard to access practices more reachable.
Exactly. It makes contemplative practices more accessible. It can help foster compassion by connecting people to causes, enable service at scale, and provides genuinely new pathways for experiencing that sense of unity or purpose beyond the individual ego.
Okay, walking through that stack, it's quite compelling how AI seems to touch every single level. But it does raise that question, why does this work so well? What's the underlying psychology that makes AI effective for accelerating growth?
Yeah, that's a critical question, and our research delved into the theoretical foundations. It's not just magic. It ties into established psychological principles. First, think about Maslow's theory itself. By helping meet those lower-level deficiency needs, basic survival, safety AI frees up your mental and emotional energy.
And less time worrying about the basics.
Exactly. And that freed energy can then be directed towards growth needs, esteem, actualization, transcendence. This, potentially, makes those peak experiences. Maslow talked about moments of profound fulfillment and insight more likely.
Okay, that makes sense. What else?
Then there's Carl Rogers' work on the conditions for growth. Rogers identified things like unconditional positive regard, empathy, and congruence as essential for personal development.
The core conditions for therapy, right?
Precisely. And AI systems, if designed ethically, can actually simulate some of these. They can offer a non-judgmental space. AI doesn't judge your journal entries or your attempts at creativity. They can simulate empathy through sophisticated language processing. And they can be consistent, congruent.
So they create a safe space.
A psychologically safe space for self-exploration. Yeah.
No.
Something that was historically limited by the availability and cost of human therapists or coaches.
Mm. Any other theories underpinning this?
Definitely. Self-determination theory by Desi and Ryan is key. It says we have three innate psychological needs: autonomy, competence, and relatedness. Our research strongly suggests AI supports all three.
How so?
Well, autonomy through empowering choice and learning, creativity, how you spend your time, competence through personalized skill building, mastery experiences like the AI tutor examples, and relatedness, maybe surprisingly, through facilitating connections, companionship, or joining communities. Fulfilling these needs fuels intrinsic motivation, the desire to grow from within.
Okay. And you mentioned flow states.
Yes, positive psychology and flow states, Csikszentmihalyi's work. Flow is that state of complete immersion and enjoyment in an activity. AI can help engineer flow states.
How?
By dynamically matching the challenge level to your current skill feed at adaptive learning games. By minimizing distractions, filtering notifications, perhaps, and by providing immediate, clear feedback on your progress.
So it optimizes the conditions for getting in the zone.
Exactly. And all these theories together are converging into what we're starting to call digital self-actualization. It's this emerging framework where AI acts as a kind of scaffold for intentional inner development, blending what the technology allows with proven principles of psychological growth.
Digital self-actualization. That's a powerful term. But if AI is having these profound impacts, how do we measure it?
Like you said, productivity metrics feel inadequate, blunt even.
You're absolutely right. Traditional metrics are evolving, but frankly, we need new ones specifically for this AI-accelerated growth. AI can enhance traditional measures, though. We can use it for better time allocation analysis, seeing clearly how much time shifts from admin or survival tasks towards high-value, creative, or purposeful activities.
Like that founder saving 15 hours a week.
Precisely. We can track creative output more easily, measure improvements like those test score gains with AI tutors. Mm-hmm. We can analyze engagement patterns. Are you co-creating with AI or just passively consuming? And self-reported purpose metrics become more dynamic.
But you're saying we need more? Yes. In our Praxeotip report, we propose several novel metrics tailored to these higher order needs. The first is the Actualization Index, or AIX.
Okay, AIX, what does that measure?
It's multifaceted. It looks at time spent on high-value creative or strategic work versus admin. It tracks the frequency of reported flow states. Crucially, it measures the alignment between your daily activities and your stated values and goals. And it tracks progress towards those self-defined meaningful goals. It's about how you're living and growing, not just what you produce.
That feels much more holistic. What else?
Then there's the purpose activation rate, or PAR. This tracks how quickly you identify and how consistently you act upon work or causes that feel personally meaningful to you. Are you moving towards your purpose?
Right, measuring the activation of purpose.
Exactly. We also propose a transcendence score, or TS. This would measure things like the frequency of experiences where you feel connected to something larger than yourself, your participation in community service or altruistic activities, and indicators of spiritual or philosophical growth.
And one more.
The Maslow's Ascent Map, or MAM. This is envisioned as a longitudinal map. It tracks your primary focus, your energy, across the different levels of Maslow's hierarchy over time. Are you consistently operating at higher levels? Where are you investing your developmental energy? It visualizes your growth trajectory.
Oh, ma'am. That's fascinating. It really shifts the focus, doesn't it? It's time to stop measuring just what we produce, maybe, and start really measuring who we're becoming.
That's the core idea, yes. Shifting from output to becoming.
Okay, but let's ground this again, make it real. What does this AI accelerated ascent look like in actual people's lives? Can you share some concrete examples from the research?
Absolutely. These stories really bring it to life. One powerful example is Caden Bowen. He's a 12-year-old boy with cerebral palsy, can't walk, talk, or see conventionally. Using Amazon Echo integrated with adaptive devices, he gained unprecedented independence. He was able to call his grandfather entirely on his own for the very first time.
Wow, that's profound.
It really is. It shows how AI can just remove fundamental structural barriers. It gave him connection, autonomy, huge steps up the hierarchy from where he was constrained before.
Okay, another example.
Let's take the teen musician. Picture a shy teenager, no formal music training. She starts using AI tools, things like Suno for music composition, maybe ChatGPT for lyrics. She creates original songs.
Mm-hmm.
This builds her confidence that's esteem needs met. But then she uses AI to produce a whole EP, finds collaborators online. Music starts becoming her core purpose, her means of expression. She's moving rapidly from esteem right into self-actualization.
That's a clear ascent.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or consider David, the solo founder, drowning in admin tasks, just trying to keep the business afloat, stuck in safety security needs, really. He implements AI agents for scheduling, bookkeeping, basic customer service.
Frees up his time.
Frees up 15 plus hours a week. Suddenly, he has the bandwidth to mentor young entrepreneurs, something he's passionate about. He can focus on strategic vision, aligning his work with his deeper values. He moved from survival mode to genuine self-actualization in his work.
Amazing. What about social connection?
We looked at Alex, an autistic adult. Social interactions, workplace communication, often sources of significant anxiety. Alex started using an AI social coach, one perhaps tailored for neurodiversity, practicing conversation scenarios, getting help decoding social cues in emails or meetings, planning interactions.
Did it help?
Dramatically reduced anxiety, built confidence in relationships, both personal and professional, helped Alex be more understood and capable of expressing themselves. That's a huge boost in love, belonging, and esteem.
Yeah, huge.
And one more, mental health. We reviewed a randomized controlled trial with over 200 adults. Those using an AI therapy chatbot showed significant reductions in symptoms compared to a control group. Key factors cited: the 24/7 availability and the feeling of interacting without judgment.
So across these cases, what's the pattern?
The consistent pattern is that AI's most transformative impact seems to happen when it effectively removes a barrier, whether it's physical limitation, a skill gap, overwhelming admin, social anxiety, or lack of access to support. By removing that barrier, it frees up the individual's energy to focus on growth, creativity, connection, or service.
So if individuals are transforming like this, what does it mean for society? For our big institutions, education, work, maybe even spirituality?
That's the next logical step, isn't it? We're seeing systemic shifts starting to happen. Take education. The potential is to shift from rote memorization, which AI can handle, towards deeper learning, critical thinking, creativity, character development. AI tutors deliver the what, freeing human educators for the why and how. We're already seeing hundreds of school districts piloting these systems.
A fundamental change in the teacher's role.
Potentially, yes. In the workplace, it's driving a redefinition beyond just productivity. A greater focus on fulfillment, alignment with purpose. As AI automates routine tasks, it creates space for more uniquely human, purpose-driven work. We're seeing almost all businesses reporting tangible results from AI investments, and it's not just efficiency.
And spirituality.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yes, even spirituality can benefit. AI can personalize spiritual guidance, facilitate interfaith dialogue, make contemplative practices more accessible through apps. That meditation market growth reflects this. And in community, AI can help build social capital, facilitate meaningful connections around shared goals, amplify collective action again as a tool to enhance human connection. Not replace it.
Okay, there's clearly a lot happening. What about the money side? The economic angle? Is there actually a business case for, well, helping people self-actualize? Surprisingly, or perhaps not so surprisingly, yes. There's significant organizational value in self-actualization. Our research points to studies showing that employees who feel more actualized are more innovative, they stay longer, they're better leaders. Companies using AI for employee development are seeing measurable bumps in sales productivity and satisfaction.
So fulfilled employees are better employees?
Essentially, yes. And purpose-aligned businesses, companies whose mission resonates with employees and customers, tend to build more loyal communities and gain sustainable advantages. That huge multi-trillion dollar economic value projected for generative AI, it's not just about doing things faster. It reflects qualitative improvements in what people can do and be.
And new markets are emerging.
Absolutely. We're seeing a burgeoning multi-billion dollar market in what you might call purpose tech or even self-actualization as a service. Investment is pouring into AI startups in this human potential space. And don't forget the cost reductions. AI in healthcare means earlier detection, potentially lowering long-term costs. AI tutoring offers efficiency gains in education, potentially making quality learning more accessible globally.
It all sounds incredibly positive, almost utopian in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
But powerful tech always has downsides. What are the risks, the ethical considerations? What guardrails does Praxeotech think we need?
That's crucial. We spent a lot of time on this in the report. There are significant risks. The first is the AI as crutch versus catalyst issue. Will AI truly empower us, or will we become overly reliant, losing our own capabilities? Human agency has to remain central.
Right. Dependence is a real risk.
Huge. Then there's authenticity versus manufactured meaning. If an AI helps you find purpose, is it really your purpose, or is it algorithmically generated meaning washing? There's a risk of a kind of algorithmic colonialism imposing certain values.
Hmm. That's a deep concern.
It is. We also see commodification concerns. If self-actualization becomes a service you buy, self-actualization as a service, does that create new inequalities? Premium growth services for the rich, while others are left behind.
The digital divide, but for personal growth.
Exactly. And of course, privacy and emotional manipulation. We're talking about AI accessing deeply personal data about your struggles, hopes, values. The potential for misuse, for emotional manipulation by persuasive AI is significant. We need robust protections.
And social equity.
Social equity implications, definitely. The existing digital divide means billions lack basic internet access. AI could easily exacerbate existing inequalities if deployment isn't intentional about access. And finally, cultural and spiritual considerations. Most AI is trained on Western data. Will it understand or respect diverse cultural paths to growth concepts like karma, dharma, communal well-being?
So how do we navigate this?
Our research strongly concludes that ethical implementation is paramount. It requires human-centered design focusing on augmentation, not replacement. It needs cultural sensitivity, robust privacy safeguards built in from the start, transparency, and constant human oversight. AI should amplify our humanity, not diminish it.
Okay, so mindful implementation is key. Looking ahead then, crystal ball time. What's on the horizon? Where could AI accelerated development take us in, say, the next 5-10 years, according to Praxeotech's projections?
The future possibilities are pretty transformative. We project things like personalized life model canvases, dynamic AI tools, helping you visualize and navigate your values, goals, relationships, making complex life decisions with more clarity.
Like a personal dashboard for your life's meaning.
Kind of, yeah. We also foresee value-aligned AI agents, AI assistants, specifically trained on your ethical framework, your unique circumstances, providing truly personalized guidance. We expect much deeper institutional integration, AI development resources becoming standard, universally accessible in schools, workplaces, healthcare. We see 2025 as a likely inflection point, with major transformation visible by 2030.
Wow, that's soon.
It is. On a larger scale, we anticipate collective transcendence applications. AI helping coordinate global efforts on huge challenges like climate change or poverty based on shared values and real-time data. We'll likely see advances in brain-computer interfaces, offering direct neural feedback for learning, creativity, even contemplative states.
That sounds like science fiction.
It's getting closer than you might think. And then there's the big one, artificial general intelligence, AGI. Many experts predict it within 5-10 years. AGI would obviously transform everything, including human development. The key question becomes, will it serve human flourishing or create unprecedented dependence?
The ultimate question.
It really is. All this points towards potentially new economic models, redefining work, success, social contribution. As AI handles more routine cognitive labor, human value might shift more towards creativity, empathy, wisdom, connection, the very things at the top of Maslow's hierarchy.
So to wrap this up, what's the core takeaway from the research?
The core insight, I think, is this convergence. You have rapidly advancing AI capabilities meeting these deep principles of humanistic psychology. This blend creates truly unprecedented opportunities for human development, both individually and collectively. It's not just about enhancing ourselves, but potentially elevating our collective trajectory. But success hinges on those factors we discussed: keeping humans in the driver's seat, ensuring access is equitable, respecting diverse cultural paths, fiercely protecting privacy. It has to be about amplification, not replacement.
That's a really powerful and, frankly, hopeful vision, provided we navigate it wisely. So the question for you, the listener, isn't really if AI will transform human development. It seems clear it already is. The real question is whether we collectively and individually will guide this transformation towards authentic flourishing, or if we'll let it drift into creating new forms of dependency and inequality. Hopefully, this deep dive has given you a much richer understanding of this incredible shift. So maybe take a moment after this to consider, how could AI, used thoughtfully, accelerate your own journey up Maslow's hierarchy? What barriers could it help remove for you? And what responsibility comes with wielding such a potentially transformative tool? Definitely something to reflect on. Thanks for diving deep with us today.